The New Zealand Defence Force is facing a battle of a different kind at the moment, trying to attract and keep people in the services. It's Army, Air Force and the Navy. To tell me more, I'm joined by Flight Lieutenant Emma Raven. Hi there, Emma.
Good afternoon, Jesse. It's an absolute pleasure to join you.
Oh, and to talk to you as well, although I'm sorry to hear that you're having some of the same problems as other industries at the moment. And there's all sorts of different aspects to this, but can you give me a bit of the background? How did we get to here?
Well, as you mentioned, it's something that's hitting several industries at the moment. So for us as a defence force, it's a combination of issues. Across the country, there's historically low unemployment with a really, really big demand for skilled workers, which means that there's really attractive employment opportunities elsewhere, and they also include higher pay across the job market. If we look at the Army specifically, we've had both our Iraq and Afghanistan missions conclude during the COVID period, which means there are also fewer opportunities to deploy. Last but not least, in addition to this, over the last 2 years, a huge number of New Zealand Defence Force personnel were called upon to support MIQ, which really reduced our ability to train and employ personnel in their primary roles, as well as causing disruption to families and home life being deployed away from home so frequently.
So you've lost a few as well, eh?
Yes, we have. Our attrition rate is slightly up, and it's just a combination of those things.
Yeah. Who are you keen to attract?
So at the moment, we're looking to attract all kinds of different people. For us in the realm of School to Skies in our program, our focus is really on underrepresented minority groups and on women. So that's where we put a lot of our focus. But one thing that we are also looking at across the Defence Force is looking for people that are interested in those STEM career pathways. So that's your science, your technology, your engineering and maths. Just noting that we're going to have a couple of new technology and aircraft and all that kind of stuff coming online shortly, and that's really where our workforce is heading into the 21st century.
Oh, cool. Tell me about the new aircraft.
So for the Air Force, it's pretty exciting. Over the next couple of years, we're going to be getting the delivery of the new P-8s, which is our maritime patrol aircraft, and also a new fleet of C-130s to replace our existing C-130 Hercules. So I know a lot of people are really looking forward to those new aircraft coming online.
And I guess, to be fair, people might not have joined the Defence Force to work in MIQ. I mean, everyone's had their lives disrupted over the last couple of years, but I guess it's a bit of a downer, although I know they take their service seriously, but they'll be looking forward to doing some of the things more traditionally associated with the Defence Forces.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And I know that we can look at the MIQ work from a different perspective and say, hey, we're still helping out New Zealanders and protecting them from within our own borders. But I know a lot of what makes people want to join is the fact that they can work overseas, they can work in really exciting trades that align with their passions, and continue to help people globally as well. So that's kind of the scale at which we're looking at. We're moving from more of a domestic support to that global support again.
Is the Defence Force, has it traditionally tended to attract young men over young women?
So traditionally, yes. It is a male-dominated workforce. But that has slowly been changing over the past few years, and it's because of the different programs that we're running as well to help expose the Defence Force and just remove some of those barriers for, say, women and underrepresented minorities. A classic example of that is the program that I run, which is School to Skies, and that's a really good opportunity for young women to come in and actually see what it's like to walk in our shoes, work alongside male colleagues, and have a really enjoyable and successful career.
Why and how did you get involved?
So I got involved initially by helping out with some of the events and some of the camps that we run on our bases. For me, it was absolutely invigorating. I found that by being a role model and by showing these young women what I did for a job and where it's taking me, that was a really special experience. So for me to then go and lead the team as we would go into the future and create these opportunities, not only for young women, but we've now moved on to take on educators and teachers so that they can then inform on career pathways within their schools. And we also work in the community as well. So it's kind of got so much broader than just those camps in that time. And I'm really lucky to be able to share my story as well as contribute to what is not only an Air Force problem in terms of bringing that gender balance up, but also sort of globally talking about bringing more women into STEM trades.
Yeah. Have you thought about why you ended up in the Defence Force, particularly in the Air Force, and other women didn't? Like, what it was that kept you on that path where so many kind of branched off and did other things?
So, interestingly for me, the Air Force was something that I chose because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do as, for my career. So, when I actually started taking an interest in the Air Force, I saw some really good things, and all of those things have played out for me during my career. I have always felt accepted and valued within the Air Force, and I've also progressed alongside all of my male and female colleagues as well. So that's sort of what's kept me involved and kept me on track.
The STEM stuff might be a stupid question, but why is that needed? How does that help you in the Defence Force?
So what we find with the STEM subjects, so to recap, that's your science, tech, engineering and maths, is that filters through into a huge number of our Defence Force and Air Force trades. So whether you are working on aircraft, whether you are aircrew, whether you're working in sort of more of that communication space, all the way up into now we're starting to branch into cyber and space as well, you can kind of see where those crossover of subjects when you're talking about children taking them at school is really important then going forward into a career. And that's globally and across the industry market as well. We really want our young people to be curious about those subjects. We want them to be taking science and be enjoying them because that's where our future is heading. Everything is just all about innovation. It's moving at such a fast pace. And we really want our young people to be right there with us, taking us forward into the future.
You're focusing on year 13s, and a lot of those students will be thinking about tertiary education. But I suppose you could think of a Defence Force career as providing further training in all sorts of things, right?
Definitely. And that's the thing. So you to join the Defence Force and to join the Air Force, you don't necessarily have to have a university degree prior to joining. There are several trade options in which you can join straight out of high school, and they provide all of your training. So my trade as an air warfare officer or a navigator is a really good example of that. I spent 12 months training in Australia to do my primary job, and then I came back across to New Zealand to convert onto the C-130 Hercules. So all of that training was provided. And it's actually, so it's all at that same sort of level as what you'd find with tertiary education as well. So in terms of my peers that have taken university pathways, I'm at the same level as them now in my career.
Do you think much about going to war, Emma, and what that would be like?
So for me, and this is something that I think we all kind of think about when we think about the military and if we're willing to join. With New Zealand in particular, we're a peacekeeping nation. And so if we are involved more closely with wars around the world, it's actually in a more peacekeeping role. So it's not something that I directly am sort of apprehensive about or fearful about, because the overarching feeling for me, or the overwhelming feeling for me, is that I'm actually going to be going out there to help people. That's what drives me, is to go out there and help people.
Hey, you're involved in Tech Week. What does that involve exactly?
So we're really lucky to be involved in New Zealand Tech Week for the first time this year. So where you'll find us, we're based out of AUT University in the Auckland CBD. We have rolled our Grumman aircraft into the foyer here, it's surrounded by some really cool tech activity. So we've got hand skills boxes, tools on tables, avionics circuits, activities, and we've got a whole lot of Defence Force personnel here to talk to as well. We've got all of the uni students coming through, and we're inviting people from the public as well to come in and join us in this space. It is all super hands-on, so you'll be climbing in and out of the aircraft, you'll literally be spinning spanners, so it's a fantastic opportunity to see how much fun you can have in an Air Force career.
Did I read somewhere you're going to be assembling a plane?
Yes, yes. So the plane that we have has actually got some parts that you can remove and then, you know, put them back together as if you were doing maintenance using the actual aircraft manuals. So that's really reflective of what our technicians do on base, is going in and, hey, say, removing part of the prop at the front, doing all the work in the inside, and then popping that back on as well.
Nice one. Hey, well, I hope the push works. It's really nice to talk to you and hear about your career and how you ended up doing what you're doing. Flight Lieutenant Emma Raven, good luck with the recruitment push and nice to talk to you today.
Thanks very much for having us on Air GC. It's a pleasure and great to get our message out there.